Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had two posts on sportsmadrez.org. That's res.org. The first post described the study where the authors found that different humeral elevation exercises result in different levels of scapulothoracic muscle activity. Knowledge of muscle activity levels for different exercises could help clinicians optimize rehabilitation programs. In the second post, the authors reported that following a first-time lateral ankle sprain, a patient who was unable to complete the single-leg drop landing and drop vertical jump at 2 weeks post-injury was more likely to be classified as having chronic ankle instability at 12 months. Patient-reported outcomes at 6 months was also associated with the onset of chronic ankle instability. If we take a closer look at the first post this week, we see that among 21 healthy participants, the authors found that the middle and lower trapezius had the highest muscle activity during elevation with external rotation. The upper trapezius had the highest activity during scaption, and the pectoralis minor had the highest activity during the tau wall side. The addition of load to the exercises resulted in higher activity of all muscles and some differences in activation patterns. Specifically, the middle and lower trapezius and the levator scapulae had significantly higher activity in both scaption and elevation with external rotation compared with the wall slide with additional load. Results from this study show that scapulothoracic muscle activity during various humeral elevation exercises differ, and that adding load results in higher muscle activity and some different activation patterns. The authors make several suggestions for clinicians. First, if the main goal is to activate the middle and lower trapezius, elevation with external rotation is the most appropriate exercise. Second, if the main goal is to activate the upper trapezius, then scaption is optimal. And three, if the main goal is to activate the pectoralis minor, the tau wall slide is the best option. A limitation of this study was that the measurements were taken on healthy people, and it's not clear if an injured patient population would have similar muscle activity during these exercises. In addition, without baseline measurements in patients with deficits, it's not clear how clinicians will use this data to optimize treatment protocols. Taken together, this study provides a map of the activity of scapulothoracic muscles, including deep muscles that have not been previously evaluated and are important in scapular control during different elevation exercises that could potentially be used by clinicians to make specific rehabilitation choices. This study necessitates further clinical studies to investigate the role of scapulothoracic muscles in abnormal scapular movement and its relation to shoulder pain and injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our social media posts included a post by Mom's Team that described the improvements in youth sports safety seen at the state level, but also how more work remains. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with our guest, Dr. Jane McDevitt. Until then, have a fun one.